donate, and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and it looks like Michael, or Michelle and Philip in Tennessee pledged 50 now. Ted from Flat Rock, Michigan pledged 1,000, and he asks, okay, Ted from Flat Rock, Michigan pledged 1,000, and he asks, are we the United States of Babylon? Well, we aren't, but we're living in the United States of Babylon, and we're going to take it back. And the way God can restore America to the way God gave it to us, at least according to what God has said, that's what we're to do. We're to fight the fight, follow the orders, run to the battle, and it's up to God to deliver the victory. So, folks, again, it works this way. God has expectations of us. We have obligations to him. And until the time he takes us out of here, takes us home, we are to give it everything we got. He held back nothing for us when he took our place in that cross, and our job is to hold back nothing from him. And now we're going to play a clip. Now the clip that we're going to play, this is congressional hearing from a group of Republican congressmen. So go ahead, and this is about the Biden crime family, and like we were telling you about the child human trafficking. Go ahead and take it away.
Right here. All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for coming out today. Now, today, we're going to provide you with something that you all aren't used to with respect to congressional investigations, and that's evidence. Committee Republicans have spoken with multiple whistleblowers from numerous schemes involving the Biden family, reviewed Hunter Biden's laptop, and received documents of previously unknown transactions. What we found are business plans aimed at targets around the world based on influence peddling, including with people closely tied to foreign governments like China and Russia. We also found plans based in the United States where the Biden family swindled investors of hundreds of thousands of dollars, all with Joe Biden's participation and knowledge. In 2019, shortly after announcing his campaign for president, Joe Biden told the American people he had nothing to do with and never had conversations with his family about their business dealings. That was a lie. Whistleblowers describe President Biden as chairman of the board for these businesses. He personally participated in meetings and phone calls. Documents show that he was a partner with access to an office. To be clear, Joe Biden is the big guy. This evidence raises troubling questions about whether President Biden is a national security risk and about whether he is compromised by foreign governments. Despite the president's claim that he wasn't involved in Biden family business schemes, these photos show Joe Biden meeting with his family associates while vice president. Right there behind Paul. Four different pictures. Committee Republicans have identified over 50 countries the Biden family sought businesses in. On the international side of the Biden family business, the deals were often led by Hunter Biden. And that map there behind Clay shows all the countries where the Bidens had a footprint in international business dealings. The investigation reveals a family that engaged with some of America's most powerful adversaries, planning to sell one of the largest sources of cobalt for electric vehicles in the world to the Chinese, for example. The Bidens flourished and became millionaires by simply offering access to the family. Among the dozens of shell companies the Bidens set up, there were millions of dollars of wire transfers, flights on Air Force Two to conduct personal business, and meetings with heads of state, all while Joe Biden was aware of what was happening. All the while, he turned a blind eye. Many transactions related to these businesses have raised red flags at U.S. banks. A suspicious activity report, or SAR, is a document a bank must file with the Treasury Department when a transaction is suspected to be related to money laundering or fraud or other types of criminal activity. According to media reports, the Biden family accumulated over 150 SARs. One SAR generated by an American bank to the Treasury Department connects Hunter Biden and his business associates to international human trafficking, among other illegal activities. The money that was being made from foreign principals in the same room as Joe Biden was increasingly spent on furthering illegal activity. The SARs show that Hunter Biden was conducting business with suspected human traffickers. The money gained through influence peddling was funneled to a suspected criminal enterprise, again, one linked to human trafficking. We have repeatedly called on the Biden Treasury Department to release additional financial documents to committee Republicans, but thus far Treasury has refused. We want to know what the Biden administration is trying to hide from the American people and why they are not being transparent. We also found evidence Hunter Biden sought to evade these SARs using his financial advisor, coincidentally a Clinton administration official. We will continue to pursue all evidence and specifically the SARs and bank records in the new Congress. As part of our investigation, we have evidence that the finances, credit cards, and bank accounts of Hunter and Joe Biden were commingled, if not shared. And on some accounts, at least, red flags were raised by banks to the account owner or owners indicating suspicious or illegal activity. One of Hunter's closest associates, Eric Sherwin, was accessing Joe Biden's money and writing checks to reimburse Hunter. Sherwin arranged the Biden's international deals around the world. At the same time, he was a frequent visitor to the White House and Joe Biden during the Obama administration, visiting close to 30 times and sometimes with international business partners and Hunter, according to Hunter's calendar. Sherwin was also the president of Hunter's company and was appointed by President Obama to a position in the administration. After an apparent falling out with Sherwin, Hunter began coordinating business himself, and increasingly the deals brought in Joe Biden as a direct equity holder. One of these deals involves the sale of American natural gas to China. Evidence suggests Joe Biden had a 10% equity stake through his son. And behind Glenn and Andrew is a map from Hunter's laptop. This was a PowerPoint presentation on his laptop in Chinese that they used in working with the Chinese. Now, let's think about this for a second. At a time when Americans are suffering from high energy prices because of this administration's terrible energy policy, we find evidence that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were involved in a scheme to try to get China to buy liquefied natural gas, and from a whistleblower to try to get their foot in the door with China starting to purchase an interest.
All right, are we back? Did we run out of, oh my gosh. All right, there you go. It ended there. So what do you think about all that, Big John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, you know, it feels like our heads are going to explode when all of this criminal activity is actually that. They're not really hiding it that much. They're going through the banks, and their money is being reported, all these big deals going through. And they don't seem to care because the FBI, and it goes back to the FBI and the Justice Department, he can do anything unless they want him removed, unless the New World Order wants him removed for whatever reason. He seems to be out in the open with it. So, but yet, with Trump, they go one crazy investigation after another, investigating nothing. And it just shows you, you know, we can use Trump as an example and Biden as an example. And you look at the two and you could see how corrupt the system is. I mean, beyond, it is devastating to have someone sitting in the Oval Office with this horrific criminal Biden. He's a criminal. There's just no doubt about it.
Let me ask you this. What kind of credibility does the FBI have today? In other words, when you hear about the FBI, do you look at them as a legitimate intelligent agency, or do you look at them as a whore?
Well, I'd hate to say it, a whore or maybe a prostitute.
Okay, so now let me ask you this. Well, you've got over 100 now FBI agents that have come forward and said and blew whistles there.
Is it not many, Pastor?
Pardon?
I lost count. Last I heard, there was 20-something, but it's 100 now.
Yeah. And so
Wow. They've
got, yeah. In other words, there's no sense in going after every single one of them because they're all telling you the same thing, right? And so here now, so the FBI is losing credibility left and right. People within the department who before weren't saying anything, thanks to those brave ones. And I want to say hats off to those agents in the FBI that stood their ground and said, you know what, I'm going to do the right thing. You know, we've got some integrity. And so hats off to those that would come forward. Now, here, they're losing credibility. What about the Justice Department as the Justice Department? And Merrick Garland, people are furious with him. Now, the voters, you know, we're going to have another election. And I know they're already, right now, those on the left have already gearing up for more election fraud. But now the what they call the mainstream media has lost much more credibility. And they're complaining that their credibility, the believability that less than 20% of the people believe what they have to say, it's not nearly that high. It's much less than that, much less. And so here you're going to see a lot of these politicians put their finger up in the air and they're going to say, you know what? The wind's blowing back conservative. It's blowing back to the right. And I think you're going to see them jumping ship. What do you think?
It's hard, Pastor Ernie, because the deep state here, the New World Order, the deep state in America is the arm of the New World Order. They are really entrenched on every level. The media, the education system, a lot of these major corporations now, they're all going woke. A lot of the judges are still some that aren't. The Democrat Party apparatus is completely gone.
Actually, the woke corporations are starting to go in the other direction.
Some.
So let me ask you this.
I'd like to be more positive with things, but I think, Pastor Ernie, what we need here is a move of God. We need a real bona fide, like the days of old, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that power from God in here would break through and push this stuff back. So I think really, really what we're trying to fight a defensive battle against a monster, and we need God involved with this in a real way through an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Well, you're absolutely right. But you see, you know, it's always been my idea. History tells us that God uses people, and that when He raises up people to fight, just like He raised up people.
And we're to fight it. I'm agreeing 100% with you, and I'm in the fight with you. But the way to really get the victory in this is to have God's power here through an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and people praying all, you know, entirely and praying nonstop. Pastors all over the country really involved, souls being won, and we would have great fire in us that we wouldn't stand for all this criminality and all of this bizarre. Well, it's hell has been like its mouth has been opened and it's spewing out now, Pastor.
Well, is this not exactly the way the Bible said it would be? Right? I mean, did not God? Are we not seeing exactly what 2 Timothy chapter 3 says? Are we not seeing exactly what Romans chapter 1 says? Are we not seeing exactly, you know, what it says in Thessalonians? So everything we're seeing is exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, said it would be, is it not?
Yeah, and then our response to it is, Lord, I mean, we're here, Pastor Ernie, and we have great authority in the name of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit is with us. So we can stand against that in these last days with a release of God's power. Because it's like the devil, there's like hardly any restraint anymore, Pastor. You know, the hour we live in, it's just wickedness being poured out from every direction.
All right, so let me ask you this, okay. When is the best time to place up crowns in heaven, right? I mean, do you know anyone that's not going to die?
No, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, so when we die, the Bible says it's appointed
unto man once to die and then the judgment.
Okay, so then we end up either in heaven or hell, right?
Exactly.
But those of those that have called upon the name of the Lord and repented will go to heaven. Now, when he says, place up your crowns in heaven, crowns of gold, silver, and precious stones, not wood, hay, and stubble, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so has there ever been a better time than in America to place up your crowns in heaven than right now?
Oh, now is the time, Pastor Ernie. I mean, it's so dark now that we can really shine bright.
Well, that's exactly.
We're like blinding light, and they hate us, Pastor Ernie. You know, I was just talking to someone the other day about this. They hate us as much, the woke, the New World Order and all, as much as the Nazis did the Jews. But when they got the full power, when the Nazis got the full power, they tried to exterminate every Jew that they could. So they want to do the same thing here, Pastor Ernie. If they get the full power, they will come after us because they literally loathe, despise, hate us. But here's the thing. The stand we're taking, when you read about the Jews, for the most part, they were very passive, and the Nazis still wanted to exterminate them. But we have really provoked them here, and not because by standing for the Lord, by standing for his word, by standing for the truth, they're going insane with hatred for us, Pastor. Insane.
Absolutely. What you're saying, too. I want to say, Nancy in Illinois, place is 53. Thank you, Nancy. The phone lines are open, folks. We've got, let's see, how much time do we have? They didn't turn my clock on in here. Somebody didn't turn my clock on. Who was it that didn't turn my clock on? I got a big clock sits here. Okay. But anyhow, we got 40 minutes left. And we still got quite a bit to go. We got to raise enough money to keep us on for the next month. Now, here you go. This is Faith Under Fire. This is an article from The Federalist. Three warning signs that the FBI might label you as a radical traditionalist Christian. He goes on to say, intelligence analysts and the chief of counsel for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Richmond, Virginia, field office, are concerned radical traditionalist Catholics are a threat to our democracy and could be ripe for recruitment by white supremacists. Although FBI headquarters has tried to distance itself from this memo, that does not change the fact that multiple staffers, including senior attorneys, signed off on the intelligence bulletin. The bulletin relied on in the Atlantic article about rosary prayer beads being a weapon and gifted hate group called the Southern Poverty Law Center. The reaction does not remove the attitude within the Richmond field office that Catholics who like the Latin Mass or hold conservative views are threats. Given how the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, and the federal government in general have repeatedly targeted conservatives for their speech and beliefs, it might be good to consider some warning signs that possibly landed traditional faithfuls on the radar for law enforcement. Okay, that's one article. We got several articles here. Here's another one.
That's exactly what I just said. You know,
okay,
they're targeting us. We are the Jews under the Nazis. You know, they targeted the Jews. Now here in America, they're targeting us. They don't have the power to pull it off yet, but that's what they're moving for. When they consolidate all the power, they'll come after us. If they do, they'll come after us like the Nazis did.
Well, here's another article here. Okay, Natural News. This is from Natural News, and it says that a recent appearance on Tucker Carlson Tonight, former FBI agent Kyle Serafin blew the lid off the federal agency's latest assault on religious freedom. I'll just jump ahead a little bit. The FBI is not at all concerned about escalating violence in major cities. They're not concerned about the escalating violence in major cities. You're talking about burn, loot, and murder and Antifa. The unmitigated flood of illegal aliens across the southern border, or the left-wing civil unrest and rioting in the brigades that destroy the country after false flag events like George Floyd murder. Nope, the FBI instead is focused on targeting Christians. And here, Seraphim comments came after a leak. Internal document from the FBI's Richmond office showed that the agency is now spying on traditionalists and on Catholics and on their ideology. Now, here's the, it goes this way. Christian persecution is coming to America, and the FBI is leading the way. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that there may be any Catholics within the FBI?
Oh, there probably are, Pastor Ernie. Yes.
Well, do you think there's any Christians within the FBI?
I would think there's some. What I would say is, with the present regime that's in there now, they'll try and weed any of the real believers out from the FBI. In other words, if they're going to hire you and you're a believer, or they can sense you're conservative, have strong Christian values, they don't want you, Pastor Ernie. They'll find some excuse.
Okay, so if Chris Ray sees enough rebellion coming from within his agency, in other words, if he sees, look, they're rebelling, they're not going to listen to me, I'm going to have a complete rebellion on my hand from the agents. The agents they're just not going to go along with us. Would he say to himself, I would be better off if I were maybe one, try to switch sides and make it look better for me, or resign? How do you think that might work? Do you think the pressure on Chris Ray right now, because I've already heard several congressmen tell him, you need to resign.
I don't think he's going to resign until, I mean, because there's pressure on him by Congress, so what? I mean, he's had things said to him for a couple of years now, and he just shrugs it, goes off, does his thing, you know, subverting the country and violating people's constitutional rights. He just keeps on doing it like there's no, not going to stop him. However, if there are numbers of agents, and it has to be significant, Pastor Ernie, because they can pick off one or two or 10 or 50. But if it's significant agents, a rebellion there, and they're not going to follow the unconstitutional ways of the FBI, yeah, he would have a problem then.
Okay, they had a number, about 60-something, I believe it was, dirty cops, and I mean dirty cops, who outright lied about the Russia, Russia, Russia scam, right? Do you remember the number was, what the actual number was? They signed that paper talking about the Russia, Russia, Russia scam. There was...
No.
Yeah.
No, I know there was 21 intelligence agencies that all lined up with it and were agreeing with the scam.
As far as the signatures they had, in other words, I know Jim Jordan says he's going to bring every single one of them in and put them under oath. But now, here's the thing. They had, I believe it was 60-something of them. You know, it wasn't any more than 70. But that's all they could get. There were thousands and thousands that refused to sign. There were thousands that they tried to get agents that they tried to get to sign those, and they refused. So what does that tell you about what's happening within the FBI?
Yeah, that's real positive, Pastor.
Okay.
That's positive. That's really positive.
All right, there you go. 888-281. I haven't seen any calls coming in later. Did we do did Sister Mary pledges 100? Batman. I know who Batman in Brunswick is. He pledges 100 Go Buckeyes. We know who that is. Nancy in Illinois pledges 53. Thank you, thank you. All right, folks, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We were supposed to have Jim call in to talk about, he never called. All right, I think Jim must have fallen asleep on us. I know he's been a tad bit under the weather. Jim, if you're out there listening. This coming Sunday, folks, at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio, at 3:30, Jim McNeil is going to be giving you the real, what's really going on about this global, this climate change, all of this environmental stuff, the CO2. He's going to be giving you the whole scoop on it, okay? And so that's the Doers of the Word Baptist Church. Now, let me just give you a rundown, because people are always asking, and that is this. We start at 8:30 in the morning with an in-depth Bible study taught by me. And then at 9:30, there's another one taught by Randy. And then the morning service starts at about 11:15. And then at about 1 o'clock, Pastor Fred, he's teaching a class going through the Gospels. And then at 3:30, Jim McNeil is going to be speaking, giving you the actual facts on the environment. And then at 5 o'clock, we've moved it up, the evening service, from 6 to 5. Pastor Hal is going to be preaching the evening service. So there you go. That's what's going on at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. Now, Anonymous in Cleveland pledges $150. Thank you, Anonymous. All right. Here you go, Joe. Talking about Luciferian leftists are teaching AI systems to push Antichrist propaganda. Most Americans are oblivious to the fact that the Democrats in Washington, D.C., Big Tech, Hollywood, Disney, are all using every means at their disposal to destroy people's values, ethics, morals, nuclear family in general. As of late, the artificial intelligence AI is utilized as a weapon to achieve this insidious agenda. The new ChatGPT, an artificial intelligence bot created by Silicon Valley, which is run by the Chinese communists, is programmed to despise everything conservative, Christian, straight, constitutional, and white, meaning Caucasian people. Most Americans think that this programmed robotic-based bias is in the media, social media, search engines, and the press is all one big conspiracy theory, but they will be dead wrong. Okay, so what do you think about that? We know this is coming. So we're up against big tech, John, and you know artificial intelligence. You know that what does this tell you over there in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4? It tells you what?
Knowledge is greatly going to increase, Pastor.
Everything will be sped up. Things will be moving quicker, and knowledge will be increased at a much rapid rate, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a problem for God to handle?
Oh, no. 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 Pastor Ernie, he's the creator of the universe. And these, I don't know what you call them, Satanists or deluded Satanists, they think that they are going to take over the world, kill off all but 500 million, and then they're going to rule, and they're going to have control of genetics, so they can remake the whole earth the way they want. And here God is the creator, and they think that they're going to kick him out and take over. So this is all going to be straightened out at the second coming of Jesus Christ, Pastor Ernie.
All right, so
they're going to have their day of sin. They're going to have it. But it's all coming to an abrupt end at the Lord's return.
Okay, so on that judgment day, at that white throne judgment, will God be standing before Klaus Schwab or Joe Biden or George Soros, or will they be standing before him?
They're going to be before him, and there'll be no bribery, no lies, you know, no attorney there to get you off and everything that goes behind the scenes. It's going to be pure truth and justice, Pastor Ernie.
So all the corrupt deep state won't be there to pull them out of it, but the deep state will be there. No. They'll be there, and they'll be in just as much trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, what we're talking about now, when I was one of the leaders there, pro-life in central Pennsylvania, and every time I was there, the pro-aborts, the death squads would hear the gospel. And I would give it to them hot, and then I would give them heaven. But I told them that when they stand in judgment before Jesus Christ, they're going to have to give an account for every single baby that was aborted. Everyone they're going to have to answer for, Pastor.
That's every single one. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, every single one. So I my background is law enforcement, and when we arrested someone, it was usually more than one charge. It would be mail fraud, bribery, income tax evasion. It could be thrown into it. A lot of fraud and false statements. So you could have 8, 10, you could have multiple charges against someone. So on judgment day, these people are going to be, they'll be like a, you know, it depends upon the abortion center and all, but there could be like a 5,827 indictment against them for killing babies. Every one, every sin there, people will give account for in the day of judgment, Pastor.
You're right. All right. I want to say Joe in Garfield pledges 50 and Jan in Minnesota pledges 50. And you talked about Potentate. We'll be back right after this.
He made the ground, the mountains high, and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. The man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by the man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Boy, and you can take that to the bank, as they say. You know what? That was Joe Clark, the real Joe Clark, and yours truly, old Pastor Ernie. I wrote that song, Big John. What do you think of that?
Oh, it's a beautiful song. It was absolutely beautiful.
And you were talking about the potentate.
I'll give you credit when credit is due, Pastor.
All right. All right. See, folks, for the new folks out there that are listening, we've had this little thing going because John had made some fun of some of my singing a while back, and he's always regretted it. Right.
That was many years ago. But the kicker in that, Pastor Ernie, was you asked the caller what she thought about the song, and she agreed with me.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You brought it up. I didn't. So, but every time we do this, I have to laugh so hard because I remember that so vividly that day.
Well, let me ask you this. That caller that called in, she was listening to me. I wasn't listening to her, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, she was listening to me and of course, listening to my song, but I wasn't listening to what she had to say, was I?
Oh, well, didn't you ban her?
All righty. Caroline in Illinois pledges 100. Thank you, Caroline. And Jan in Minnesota pledges 50. Thank you, Jan. All right. We did Joe in Garfield Heights, I believe. Yeah, we got Joe. All righty. Let me see. Whoa, boy, we don't have that much time left here. Alrighty. I got this here. I've got to get the numbers out. The numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Folks, we got to hear from you. We want to stay on that station that you're listening to us on right now. Even that woman that don't like my singing, we want to stay on that station right now. And that you're listening to. And you know what? We're gonna. Daddy Ray wrote me another song, so I may be adding a new one to the list here soon. Anyhow, 888-677-9673. Meet Samuel Arms, groomed by the CIA and the FBI, and the author of the original 1776 Returns. You know what I'm talking about, John?
Yeah.
The Fed Surrection document that he reportedly told a friend to send to the Proud Boys to set them up. That's right, folks. The dirty cops. Those dirty cops. Now, again, folks, I want to say hats off to all of those whistleblowers, those FBI agents that said, you know, we're better than that. We're not dirty. We're not a part of Chris Ray's dirty cop regime. We're better than that. And we're not going to go along with it. And even if we lose our job, at least we'll be fired and we'll keep our integrity. So my hat goes off to all of those FBI agents that kept their integrity, like Job. You know how the Bible says, yeah.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
You know who we should really bring attention to, put the spotlight on, or medical professionals? They have to stand too.
Boy, you're not kidding about that.
I mean, the Nazis, a lot of their murder was done by the German medical profession, and I don't think there's a record of any standing against the Nazis. They just went along with the Nazi program. Now, the Dutch, when the Nazis conquered Holland, the Dutch doctors refused to work with the Nazis, and there was, I think, several hundred were killed. But it prevented the Nazis from exterminating, you know, many people in Holland. Those are brave, brave doctors. But here, Pastor Ernie, they can't get a pass. Those doctors have to stand. They can't claim what we don't know. I mean, that's their job to know these vaccines and they're not working and they're making all those lies that Fauci told us. The vaccine will work and you won't get COVID. Well, you'll get COVID, but it's weak. Well, you get COVID, but you won't be hospitalized. Well, you get COVID, but you won't die. You know, all those lies, they have to stand up, those doctors, and say, no, we're not going along with this anymore, just like the FBI agents have to do it.
Are we seeing some of that happening? Are we seeing right now on Fox News some of those doctors that they've been pulling out promoting the vax, and now all of a sudden they're walking it back?
Yeah, they're walking it back, but they have to go beyond that and say this is a fraud, that the medical system here, the institutions, they're frauds. They're controlled by most of the people in there are from the farm. There's a switching back and forth with the FDA and the pharmaceuticals and with the CDC and all of that. I mean, these people have to be exposed and go to jail for what they've done. How many people have died as a result of their lies? And not only died, but are lifetime maladies now, like complete nervous disorders and things like that, advanced cancers caused by these shots. So the medical profession has to stand up. Otherwise, they're like going along like the Nazi doctors did, the German doctors with the Nazis.
Well, you're absolutely right, but you have 10,000 frontline doctors, 10,000 that have stood their ground and refused to go now.
Yes.
And now they're winning lawsuits.
And they persecuted them. That one doctor, she got fired because the patients she was treating them with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and they were getting better, and they fired her for it.
Oh, yeah, I know that. And
Dr. Gold. Dr. Gold.
Simone Gold, yeah. And, yeah, we know that. We know that they've been trying to...
How can these hospitals still have these doctors or administrators on there that fired a doctor for curing patients while the others, they were making milking for all that money, for COVID money from them, and many of them died. They put them on the resuscitators, and they would give them those shots, and they would die. And so they have to be held accountable for this.
I know they do. I know they do. And so, anyhow, and again, I think you're starting to see that. Before, John, when we first started talking about this, the poisonous poke, nobody else was talking about it being that way. When we first started about it, we were the first ones, and right away people were telling us, where do you get that stuff, right? But now there's a lot of people. They're openly talking about it. On Fox News, now they're talking about people that were injured by the vax, by the poisonous poke. You have people like Carl Levine, or Mark Levin, who is saying, yes, he was injured by the vax. You have people like Dan Bongino. He is angry because he took the vaccine. He's had the COVID now. I don't know how many times. You've had the Cleveland Clinic here, right here in Cleveland. The Cleveland Clinic has come out about 2 months ago and said that if you take the vax, you're four times more likely to get COVID. Now, let me ask you this. What was the purpose, supposed to be the purpose of the vax?
Fauci's lies were you take the vaccine and it's a preventive, you won't get COVID.
All right. And who else said that? Take the shot and you won't get sick. Take the shot and you won't get, who else said that?
Biden.
Joe Obama. Yeah, you're right. Joe Obama, Biden. Okay. And so what happens now? You take that and you're four times more likely, if it don't kill you, to get sick from it, right? Now,
yeah, well, it's really many, many people's immune systems have been severely damaged by it, and they're continually getting COVID now, or they're just sick all the time, Pastor Ernie. There's a lot of people now that are just sick all the time, and they've taken those shots, and it's weakened their immune system. This here, we need the medical profession to stand up against what's happened. I mean, verbally stand up and tell these administrators, Pastor Ernie, the best thing would be to have this dealt locally, in the states and in the counties, the cities. Well, I know about the cities, but the counties, to hold them like for murder or medical malpractice with the shots, knowing that they were so dangerous and yet still administrating them.
Well, In my county where I live, we attended the Department of Health meetings, and we had those doctors there, and they heard us loud and clear, very loud and clear. We wanted no part of the vax. We wanted no part of the enforced wearing the masks and all of that. They heard us loud and clear that we were not going to do it. And our county sheriff put out a poster, and the poster said that it's a mandate. It is not a law. and it cannot be enforced, and it's totally up to you if you want to wear the mask or not. And the same thing with your social gathering, and he put it out, that is a mandate, but it is not a law. It's totally up to you. So there you go.
Pastor Ernie, if the person wears a mask to block viruses, right?
Yeah.
How could oxygen get in if it blocks the virus?
Well, we know that, look, it's absolutely worthless where it does not block the virus. Now, I had a doctor. You remember Coupon Ken, Dr. Parker?
Sure.
When he died, he left all kinds of medical supplies that he had from his practice. And on those, there were boxes, a number of boxes, that on the box, that these were the masks, the same ones that they hand out. And right on that box, it told you, will not stop the spread of a virus, okay? And then it also said, good up to 5 splashes of blood. Good up to 5. It says right in the box, okay? These are the very same box. Well, they're still using the same masks, except for they've taken that off the box. And so, again, it's
right.
It's about control. You have to be an idiot not to know that. It's only about control. The other day I was in a medical place, Cleveland Clinic, in fact, and in there, in the front office, there was a woman sitting there. As you walk in, she wore a mask. Behind her, on the right, were two desks with two women. On the left were two desks with 2 women. There was another couple sitting in the room there with me from Erie, PA. And I said, look at that. I said, all those women back there, they're not wearing their masks, even though they're telling you here, as you walk in, they give you a mask to wear. But these women were clearly saying, you know what, we don't go along with this mask stuff. And so when they would walk out front, when they would have to walk past the window, they would put their masks on so you would see them. But as soon as they got back, they took it off. But where I was sitting, I could see all of them sitting back there. Nobody was wearing a mask. So there's a lot of, within the Cleveland Clinic itself, there's a whole lot of people saying, you know, enough is enough. We want nothing to do with these masks. And you're seeing more and more of that now. People are starting to push back, Jim, or John.
I won't wear a mask, Pastor Ernie, because it's foolish. It's, wear a mask for what? It's like a cultish type thing.
Well, I won't wear one because I'm too good looking.
Now, you don't know that. I'm going to start laughing very hard on the show now.
Okay.
I'm going to go on mute now, Pastor Ernie.
All right. I just thought I'd see what your reaction would be to that one, huh? All right.
That's funny.
It's not that funny, John. All right, now. Okay, there you go. Listen, Gina in Philly pledges 50. Thank you, Gina. And did we get John? Yeah, we got John in Brook Park pledges 400. Thank you, John. 888-281-1110. We're running out of time pretty rapidly. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. How much time do I have?
Pastor Ernie, do you stay late in the show in case people, if the show's over, they can call in?
Phone lines will be open till midnight. Right up to midnight, the phone lines are open.
Okay.
And so we're going to be going off. And John, right now you've got about 4 minutes to give an invitation to tell folks what we do all the time, how they can get to heaven and avoid that burning lake of fire, huh?
Well, yes, and the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the truth makes you free in many ways. I mean, it makes you free spiritually, and the truth makes you free from the lies of this medical society's collapse. The truth makes us free politically when we know we can discern lies. But what I'm after now is the spiritual truth. And there is ultimate truth, and that truth is in the person of Jesus Christ. In fact, Pastor Ernie, do you remember in John, I think it's chapter 18, when Pilate, Jesus Christ said that I am the truth? And for this reason I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. And everyone that's of the truth heareth my voice. And Pilate asked him, what's truth? And truth was standing right in front of him, pure truth. Every word that the Lord spoke was truth, everything. He was living truth. And that's what we need in this age, folks. The hour we live in, it's lies, layers of lies and lies and lies. And they're conditioning people to accept lies, believe lies, and not to stand for truth. But the truth is God's word. All truth, pure truth, is in God's word. That the truth is that, according to the Bible, that we have sinned, and that has not changed. Everybody is born a sinner in the world. And that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Another verse talks about God's love. God commanded his love towards us, that in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There's a penalty for sin that must be paid for, and either Jesus Christ pays for it by his death on the cross and his shed blood, or the people that reject him are going to have to pay that penalty themselves, which means in eternity, separated from God in a place called the lake of fire. And that Jesus died for anyone that will believe in him. Actually, repentance is first, the turn from sin to Christ and his word, and will believe that he died on the cross for your sin and shed his blood, that your sins will be forgiven, and that you can then have eternal life with God as our Abba Father. That is essential. That's why he died. And without you having faith in him, you have to stand in for your own sin. And that's truth. That truth in this world, really there is no sin in this world today as it is presented, but God's word has not changed. So the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you call on the Lord by confessing that you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because he died on the cross, shed his blood, and rose again the third day. So it's that's really about it, Pastor Ernie. Salvation is open. That's the truth. That's something I think we should really promote, that the truth compared to the lies of this age we live in now, Pastor Ernie.
Well, you're absolutely right, and there are absolutes. There is an absolute truth. God's word, the King James Bible, is the absolute truth, okay? You know what? See, the thing of it is it doesn't really matter. People say, well, I don't really choose to believe. It doesn't matter what you choose to believe. What matters is what God has said. And
yeah, Pastor Ernie, you're right. It's like someone saying, I don't believe in electricity.
All righty.
I'm gonna touch those wires. You could be instantly
John,
saying, "I don't."
We're out of time. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless, and
always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.